Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the team news ahead of the game against Aston Villa on Saturday afternoon. And forward Edinson Cavani has overcome a muscle strain and returns to the squad. Amad and Marcus Rashford remain unavailable because of injuries. United will not have to face Axel Tanzibi. He's ineligible while on loan at Aston Villa to face his parent club. Cristiano Ronaldo will hope to start and lead the line once again. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says he'll probably play into his 40s, whilst joking that he sent a letter to Premier League with a strange request. Solskjaer's men have collected 13 points so far, which is a decent return according to the Norwegian. He said, "I've sent a letter to the Premier League asking if we can start games 1-0 down. It'll make it easier for us," he joked. But when asked about the seriousness about Ronaldo's future, he insists he can see him playing for years to come. "So the key to it, I wouldn't be surprised if he's still playing when he was 40, the way he looks after himself. There's some genes and some DNA in there, but he's put every single ounce of energy and effort into becoming the player he is and has been, so he deserves every single little plaudit he gets for the physical state. He's going to keep going until his head says no. I have given everything." Into the news on the transfer front, and PSG reportedly open to the idea of moving for Manchester United attacker Anthony Martial. The 25-year-old has been pushed down the pecking order following Cristiano Ronaldo's arrival. A report suggested that Borussia Dortmund were really looking to try and sign him. Kylian Mbappe's future is a concern for PSG, and they're looking to try and sign Martial as a potential stopgap for the meantime. And into the news, Manchester United under 23 celebrated a second successive PL2 Division 1 victory after beating Everton 1-0 at Southport's Pure Stadium on Friday night. That's all then for latest Manchester United headlines. We'll have more news later.